Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
The latest advances in science can help us do amazing things like fly pilotless airplanes, send spaceships to Mars, and design smaller and ever more powerful computers. But go to your refrigerator and you can find a more mundane challenge that modern science has also tackled: how to get those last drops of ketchup out of the bottle. It's called Liquiglide, and you might have seen the video of it that went viral. When applied to the inside of a bottle, it allows ketchup or mayonnaise, mustard, or even toothpaste to slide right out. No shaking or squeezing, just tilt and let gravity do its thing. Dave Smith invented Liquiglide when he was a PhD student at MIT, and he's now the CEO of Liquiglide, which is based in Cambridge, and he's with us now. Welcome to Radio Boston. Dave Smith, good to have you.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be here.
So tell us how Liquiglide works.
So Liquiglide is what we call a liquid impregnated surface. What that is, imagine oil in a frying pan. You know, you put egg on that oily frying pan and it slides around on the surface really easily.
Right.
But what Liquiglide is a way of creating that slippery effect that you have in an oily surface, but permanently. We have two components to the coating. There's a textured solid or a porous solid, and a liquid. So the porous or textured solid is sort of like a really thin sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And our liquid gets trapped within that sponge and held on the surface. And so that way it becomes permanently wet.
So here's my question, though. If the bottle is coated with Liquiglide, does it end up in the ketchup that I'm putting on my hamburger?
A small amount of it does come out with the ketchup. We're looking at just parts per million. For that reason, we make the coating out of food for ketchup. So it's literally a vegetable oil or a component of vegetable oil. It's perfectly safe and natural material.
All right. So you've brought a bit of a demonstration. Describe what's in front of us and what you're going to show us.
So I brought toothpaste in a PET squeeze bottle, which normally, you know, it's in toothpaste tubes.
So when I turn it upside down, the whole chunk of toothpaste just slides from the top of the bottle to the bottom of the bottle. It doesn't leave any residue at all.
That's right. And we put a regular formulation in a PET bottle without Liquiglide, and it doesn't even move.
It doesn't move at all.
It's actually impossible.
Yeah. And then you've got this looks like hair gel over here.
Yep, that's right. So hair gel is another extremely sticky substance. You can see it completely slides over the surfaces, leaving nothing behind.
So this resolves a huge pet peeve for lots of people. But you argue this is about more than convenience, that it could actually save a lot of waste, right?
Absolutely. There's depending on the product, between 5% waste left in these in various consumer product bottles, or up to 25% waste for some products like pump lotions. Either it's an inconvenience or it's a waste.
Yeah, and to get back to the idea of ketchup, lots of food waste would be resolved for this. I imagine this would work, I don't know, in a mustard bottle, for example?
That's right, mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup. On our website, you'll see we also have a demonstration of peanut butter coming out of a squeeze bottle. So it allows completely new ways of dispensing different foods.
But you have in mind other bigger commercial uses as well.
Absolutely. Think about these consumer products like hair gel and lotions and mayonnaise. Before getting into the bottles, those have to be pumped through pipes, poured from bins and vats. In each of those steps, there's either waste left behind on the containers,
mm-hmm.
which someone has to clean. It's time. And in pumping them through pipes, some of them are extremely viscous, like toothpaste and mayonnaise take a lot of energy to move through pipes. So there's potential for lots of efficiency gains for a pipe coated with Liquiglide.
So one of the uses that I read about that I find really intriguing is, for example, to prevent icing on airplane wings, right?
That's actually where I got started. That was one of the first applications I was looking at with Liquiglide. Right now, they spray tons of de-icing fluid onto wings. That all runs into the grass, runs into the environment. It's expensive. And we can replace that process with a simple permanently wet coating. That's actually a long way off into the future, but that is in our future for Liquid Glide.
So, David, as we mentioned, you went to MIT. Lots of incredible ideas being developed there. What inspired you? What was sort of the aha moment for you that to come up with this idea?
It wasn't quite an aha moment. It was, part of it was. So the idea of the liquid impregnated surface, we were actually impregnating liquids into surfaces for other reasons. I guess the aha moment was really to use liquid impregnated surfaces for lubrication. You know, we were thinking about preventing ice from building up on the front of rocket ships. And that kind of led us to think about trapping lubricants in surfaces in general and all kinds of different applications.
Interesting. So you didn't actually come to MIT and start out on a PhD track to solve this vexing problem that we've all dealt with for years, how to get the damn ketchup out of the bottle.
No, that's not something most MIT professors are looking at. But actually, it started with trying to prevent methane hydrate clogs from forming in oil and gas lines.
I want to ask you about being an inventor in the age of YouTube and the advantages that that has, because we mentioned the video of the ketchup sliding out of the bottle and how that went viral. It even caused your website to crash, I understand. So what were the advantages of that? What was the result of that viral video?
That was extremely valuable for us. We got emails from just about every consumer products company. Any entrepreneur would tell you, you have an opportunity like this with thousands of customers coming to you, you want to leverage that, because that's one of the hardest things for startups to get, is to even get interested clients. But we had thousands of them to start with.
That's a good way to start.
Yeah, it's a great way to start. So I withdrew from MIT. I didn't finish my PhD. I had 6 months left.
So you're an inventor, a CEO, and a dropout.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. No, I plan to go back someday.
All right. Well, that's Dave Smith. He's founder and CEO of Liquid Glide, which is based in Cambridge. You can find a lot more information at radioboston.org, including a link to that video of ketchup pouring effortlessly out of the bottle. Dave Smith, congratulations, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Slip
sliding away. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.